I want to welcome the positive move by the government to recognize that there is need for the workers to sit and dialogue with the government officials. It's very positive, and we say if it's done in good faith, it will give us opportunity to dig deep and unearth the problem which is affecting health workers. On the threat to sack 25,000 members, up to today, according to the records we have from the ministry, those who have received letters are 2,339. The remaining health workers up to now have not received letters, and I hope they are not going to be intimidated, because by today a number of health workers had resumed work. Now, what we are asking the government, if the gesture is that we go for dialogue, let us not go for dialogue when other workers are having letters asking them to so cause why disciplinary actions should not be taken against them. We want an opportunity whereby we can dialogue with the government, but the health workers are also not threatened. They go back and work freely to expect a positive outcome of our negotiations with the government. But when we are going to talk with the government, when around 2,000 workers are having letters, we are asking the government for us to have a healing process where all Kenyans are going to win or gain out of the outcome of whatever which has been going on. They have to accept that we were all on the warpath, and now we must stop fighting. We go back and we dialogue. And when we are dialoguing, we want all our members to be given opportunity to go back and serve Kenyans. And if the letters were given out of frustration, and we have said now we go back and work, let the government make a move and send the decision. We'll appreciate that.
So, Mr. Odege, what you are saying is the striking health workers need goodwill from the government in order to return to the negotiating table. But on the other hand, the government announced that the 25,000 striking health workers have been removed from government payroll. So that means they might not be getting remuneration or their pay this month. How are you going to address that?
Oh, thank you. I can confirm to you that up to today, only 2,339 had received letters. And the letters they have received is not sacking them, but asking them to so-called the reason why they should not be disciplined, because they participated in the strike. Which I think if the government is coming out, as we have heard from the head of state, they should make a better move by making it public that so long as now you have accepted to go back on work, let those letters be withdrawn so that we give dialogue a chance. That's now what we have to demand as a union from the government, because we cannot dialogue when others are continuously getting letters. Even the 2,339 letters which are already given out should be withdrawn before we go to the table, so that we give dialogue a chance in a good atmosphere where there are no people who are suffering outside there.
The government has said that it doesn't have the necessary funds to support or meet the demands of increasing salaries that these striking health workers want. On the other hand, the health workers are saying that the government has been intimidating them from demanding what is rightfully theirs. As a representative of Kenyan workers in general, how are you going to resolve this impasse with the government as well as from the striking health workers?
Thank you very much. If I got the president today very clearly, he said he'll ensure that if government remunerates health workers appropriately, and I think the word appropriately would mean taking into consideration that these people are working in a pathetic situation. And again, the promise which the government gave to health workers is something which we cannot say is not attainable, because they even made a move and made some payments in December. Though it was small, but we have an opportunity of coming up with a budget. After all, we have not even realized a supplementary budget in our country, which is possible. I don't want to believe the money is not there. So long as there is will, the money can be found.